Three. She saw Trisana's outline as he bent over her, his leku silhouetted against the soft red glow of their surroundings. What's happening? She wanted to ask. Is the mine on fire? Is Dale destroying everything behind him again? Have they taken the Peacemaker? What are you doing here? But all that emerged from her mouth was a deep groan.
I'm getting you out, he said. Ironholgs is pulling. What did you do to him?
He's not like any droid I've ever... Senses fading again, Lannery tried her best to hang on. But she knew that she was gravely wounded. She felt hollowed out, and wondered how much of a hole Dale had blown in her with his blaster. Dale, her brother, with his blaster. This time when she fell, the Force was there to catch her. And through agony, she had a moment of ecstasy as she felt it surround and flow through her. The roof of the mine was on fire. Tree must have dragged her into a huge open chamber below ground, though she could not remember moving through any on her way down. The high ceiling was a splash of red and orange, yellow and white, swirling so slowly in boiling flame that she could make out shapes and features. Some civilizations worshipped fire, and now she knew why. But if they didn't move soon, they would be consumed.
Almost at the ship, Tree's voice said. Lannery, you awake? We're almost at the ship, and for Shaxx's sake, I'm going to need you then.
Almost at the ship? She thought. Then she realized what she was seeing, and for a moment the all-encompassing pain was swallowed by a creeping, prickling fear crawling from her mind and across her whole body. They were on Sunspot's surface heading for the Peacemaker, and the planet's sky was ablaze. Given context, the sheer size and scope of the scene above her made more sense. The air itself appeared to have been ignited, and great swaths of flame rolled in random directions, exploding against one another in cataclysmic impacts. Lightning arced across her vision, purple streaks parting into thousands of white-hot forks. Sheets of lightning waved. Even greater explosions boomed deep within the fiery atmosphere, billowing outward in gouts that must have been 10 kilometers in diameter. Malterra, Lannery whispered, and Tree's shadow closed on her, Leku twitching frantically.
What?
The other planet, Malterra, draws close.
You're telling me.
He stood again and continued pushing. From somewhere she could not see, Ironholgs clattered and clicked, and she heard the rapid padding steps of the droid's feet as it helped transport Lannery back to her ship. Whose choice was it to come? She thought. But she knew right away. However much personality she projected onto Ironholgs, it was still just a droid. It would have taken a person to make the decision to venture out in this heat and chaos. Tree had come for her, and she had no idea how long it had been.
Tree?
Not now. Almost there.
Tree!
She groaned as waves of pain radiated from her chest. But the stretcher stopped again, and he bent down so he could hear her above the lightning and fiery roars.
How long?
Almost half a day, he said. On the scanners, I saw the other ship take off. And when you didn't come back... His leku shrugged.
Oh, no!
Lannery, you've got a hole in you the size of my fist. I've no idea how you're still alive. So shut up while I get you back to the Peacemaker. And then...
He started pushing again, and she felt suddenly bad for him. He had no idea what to do. But she did. She remained silent, floating in a sea of pain, as Tree finally reached the Peacemaker and pushed her inside. As the door hissed shut, Tree struggled to shift her from the makeshift stretcher to her cot. She was hardly any help. She rested her head to one side and examined the stretcher, and she was filled with admiration. It was a door from one of the mine's elevator cages, one side ragged from where it had been removed from its mount, and at one end was fixed one of Ironhold's suspension units. It seemed to be smoking a little, ready to expire. Lannery lifted her hand.
Tree. Here.
He sat next to her on the cot, sweating, exhausted. She remembered how sick he'd been when she'd last seen him. Such a short time ago, but already he looked thinner than she remembered, and older.
Take my hand, she said.
Speaking sent pain lancing through her chest, but some things needed to be said. He did so, breathing heavily.
Thank you.
She squeezed his hand and nodded, grimacing at another wave of agony but never breaking eye contact with him.
And now, you have to trust me.
Tree's expression barely changed as she instructed him which cabinet to open and what to bring out. Even when he saw what he brought out, he seemed almost unmoved. Perhaps he had seen more of what Master Dan Powell could do than Lannery had first suspected.
Now help me sit up, she said. I don't have very long.
In that room long ago with Master Dan Powell, before the tragedy with Dale, and while Lannery was still wide-eyed with wonder and potential, the lessons she learned had felt amazing. Your future lies in the alchemy of flesh, Dan Powell had said. I saw it in you the moment we met, and nothing has dissuaded me from that. It is a talent, for some, that lies on the edges of acceptability. It is a strong, challenging power, and you must be firmly balanced to attempt it. You must not let heavier desires tempt you. The dark side lurks close to what I do here, Lannery, and I am always vigilant. Don't be tempted. Don't be drawn. Maintain your balance. The words had always remained with her. Remembering them now, Lannery did as instructed, but there was too much pain, too much pressure. Her mind wanted to find balance in the Force, but her heart forged onward. Dale would not wait for her to be ready. Every moment she wasted here brought them all closer to tragedy.
You might want to turn away, she told Tree.
But Tree only shook his head and sat in the corner of the cabin, eyes half closed. After she had saved herself, she'd do what she could for him. The experiment was as she had left it. Traveling alone, she had long spells when she could concentrate on perfecting such alchemies, and though she was still young, she knew that her talent was great. Proof of that lay before her now. She lifted the